The title of today's message is Grace, Moving from Condemnation unto Justification, Part 1. In our two-lesson study of grace, we are going to be covering many topics. These topics will include how grace is accessed, how we move from the law to grace, who the justifier of many is, how grace is applied, how our conscience has been perfected, how grace does not give us an occasion to sin, that if we do fall short, we can boldly come before the Lord and ask for forgiveness, and finally, what the grace of God teaches us. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men." Thank God for these wonderful gifts that were left for us. You may be wondering, what are some of these gifts that were left for us? The gift of eternal life, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost, the gift of restoration of sonship, the gift of grace, the gift of righteousness, the gift of the fivefold ministry, namely apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Praise God for these wonderful gifts. Let's begin our teaching on the gift of grace. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." The very first thing we have learned is that grace is able to build us up, unlike guilt, which will tear you down. However, it also tells us that it will give us an inheritance to all them which are sanctified. So the first thing we better find out is, how does one become sanctified? In Hebrews chapter 13, verses 11 through 16, "For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." Here we have learned that the blood of Jesus sanctifies us. In Romans chapter 15, verses 15 and 16, "Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost." So now we have learned how one becomes sanctified. We are sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ and the receiving of the Holy Ghost. This is very important. Recall Acts chapter 20, verse 32. "And now, brethren, I commend you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." This means that the gift of grace, which is able to build you up, allows you to gain access to the inheritance, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ, by the gift of the Holy Ghost, which we have found is needed to be sanctified. To be sanctified, one must be born again of water and of the Spirit, as Jesus has told us in John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, which was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39, which reads, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Let's find out how those that are sanctified can access the grace of God. in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. In Romans chapter 5 verses 1 through 6. Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So those who have the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith, and therefore being justified by faith, have access by their faith into grace wherein we stand. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We are purchased possession, bought with the price of the blood of Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. That we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. Praise God for leaving behind such wonderful gifts to us, His people. In John chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, This was He of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 26, Now we know that whatsoever things the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all of them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Since we all have sinned, and fell short of the glory of God, God sent Jesus Christ the righteous, to be a reconciliation between God and man. Now by our obedience of faith, and partaking of Jesus Christ's death, burial and resurrection, we now have access by faith in His blood unto God's grace wherein we now stand. Being then justified freely by His grace, we have the hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. At this time, I would like to turn our focus on how we obtain the free gift of righteousness. In Romans chapter 4, verses 2 through 8, For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man, unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So we obtain righteousness not by our works, but by obedience and by believing on God that justifies the ungodly. This person who has been obedient unto God and has believed on Jesus Christ, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, this person, God forgives their iniquities and does not impute sin to them, but instead, as the justifier of many, He imputes righteousness unto you, remembering your sins no more. In Romans chapter 4, verses 13 through 25, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Now that we know that righteousness is not obtained by works, but is obtained by obedience, it is important to hear the word spoken in Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield your servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness?